Freya, how are you?
Good, Willie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I am well. You have had a big week. There's some big career moves going on in your place.
Yes, and what better time to do it than in the middle of a pandemic?
Yes. When do you? We won't name names of places, but you're going from one place to the next place. When do you start at the next place?
In 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
2 weeks time. So I have a little break, which is good.
Yeah,
get
nice.
All my things done. I was supposed to be going to Cairns.
Oh. Well, I mean, I feel like Queensland should just kind of open the border because we're all like deltering. But I know. Don't message the station. Don't message the station. I know that's not appropriate.
That was just a little joke between us.
It was just a joke between people wanting to get I've had multiple trips to Queensland. Kiboshed,
of course,
because
yeah.
of COVID to see like my mum and my brothers and anyway, we are not here to talk about trying to get into Queensland. We're here to talk about Good News Week. Freya,
yes.
What have you got for us this week?
Yes, let's have some good news now. So first one, I know most people are probably watching the Olympics because there's not much else to do. But I just wanted to give a few shout-outs to the women who are absolutely killing it over in Tokyo.
Who run the world, girls? Who run the world, girls?
Such a very 2SER appropriate song.
Yeah, but no one knows what that is other than you and I. It's Beyonce. Sorry, people. Sorry.
Anyway... of course, our swimmers are doing very well, especially the biggest shout-out to Emma McCann, who has won 7 medals just at these games, which now puts her equal most by any woman in any sport in Olympic history.
That's like full-on, right? Imagine her, like, medal cabinet at home.
I know. I'm not sure how many she has total, but she has 5 Olympic gold medals, which is also tied with Ian Thorpe for the most in Australian history.
Oh, wow. That is, yeah, it's super impressive, right?
Yeah. So, like, oh, could you imagine? I'm sitting here in my tracksuit just, like, watching it. And we're the same age as well, and she's out there, like, with all her medals and stuff.
We're the same age. Like, that's the common denominator of high-performance athletes.
And at 27, I should be swimming laps in the pool, like, just killing it.
Oh my god, I love it. Who else? There's been a few other females doing awesome things at the games.
Yes, a big shout out to our female soccer team, the Matildas, as well. So they're vying for Australia's first ever Olympic medal. I've written tomorrow night, but I think it might be tonight. I wrote this last night.
Yeah, okay.
Tonight,
okay. Go the Matildas.
So cheer them on. So it's for the bronze medal. So if they win that, they get the bronze medal. So that'll be so exciting. It'll be, yeah, first ever Olympic medal. Not just for the women, but for any football in Australia.
Oh, nice. Go, girls. Go, girls.
Yes. So that's a bit of a little fun Olympic girl power news.
I like it. Thanks. I won't sing the Beyonce song again.
You'll get sued.
I know. All right. What do we got next?
So here is your classic animal good news story.
Ooh, yeah. You know I like those.
2 little baby pandas have been born in Beauvoir? A zoo in France.
Oh, oui, oui, mon chéri. Oh, my God. How sweet.
Yeah, they are so – you're going to want to Google them as well because they are so cute and tiny. They weighed in at 129 and 149 grams. They won't be named for another 100 days. Yes, grams.
Okay.
They are so small. They're also tipped – to be females, but we have to wait a few months until, because I believe pandas, like, outward genitalia isn't there for a few months.
Okay.
So they're sort of just guessing, but they think they're 2 girls. So they're going to be named in about 100 days. And the zoo says they are looking very lively, pink, and plump.
Oh.
Direct quote.
Oh, my God, so cute. Okay, 2 little French baby pandas. Go check them out. Google that. All right. I love that one. All right. What have we got at the number 3rd? Yeah. Bring it home. Bring it home.
So we're going over to America now. A man in Loveland, Ohio, has bought a van and converted into the Special Neat Treats ice cream van. His name is Joel Wegener. He runs the van with his children, Josh, who is 18, and Mary Kate, who is 21, who both have Down syndrome. So, yeah, Adele said he started the little business to help his children with their social skills, learn about finances, and to make sure they have a chance at meaningful employment.
Oh, my God. Isn't that nice? Dad of the year. Go, Joel. It's go.
Very much so. So they also drive around in their local area. They hold events. And they just help show the community how much people with different abilities can do.
Oh, that is a lovely one. Special Neat That's Treats so nice. Ice Cream Van. Oh.
Yes.
Well, Freya, you've done well. You've done well this morning.
Thank you.
I understand we're going to see you at 7:45 to revolutionise the Sydney world with some life hacks.
Oh, yeah. This one's a good one. This one's a very good one.
Ooh, hyping it up already. People, stick around for that. 7:45. We'll see you then.
Okay, see you then.
Thanks, Freya. Bye.